Lightworkers' confusion about money. Well, you can compare money with food. Your body needs food. And when you lack food, you become hungry and you don't feel well. You can become ill. You can die of starvation. And in some parts of the world, people do. So, lack of food makes you unhappy. But eating too much doesn't make you happy. It makes you fat. And this is a big worldwide problem. A lot of people eat too much. But nevertheless, you shouldn't judge fat people. This is not a good thing. They have a problem. And there are many reasons why people eat too much. Perhaps they do not feel safe in this world. There is always a reason, and you should sympathize with that reason. And this is very evident when I speak about eating disorders, one way or the other way. Now, you can compare food with money. When you lack money, you do not feel happy. And in fact, lack of money is one of the main reasons for health issues, both physical and psychological. When people have to worry about money, and they always worry about lack of money, and they experience the effect of that they cannot send their children to the right school, that they cannot buy good clothes, that they cannot pay the rent. It's a big impact has this on their lives. It makes them very, very unhappy. So lack of money makes you really feel unhappy. And you should, if you doubt that, talk with people who lack money. Nevertheless, having too much money doesn't make you happy. It makes you rich. And rich people are always focused on their possessions, on their money. They're usually not happy. I read once a study about people who won a lot of money in the lottery, and really millions. How long were they happy with their money, with the prize? It was 11 days. Then they start to worry about all kinds of things. Money doesn't make you happy. It's as simple as that. So, people with too much money have problems. Big problems. And yet, when I ask you a simple question, do you sympathize more with people who are too fat? Do we understand their problems? Or with people who have too much money? Nobody is saying, okay, those people with a lot of money, they are really too pity. We should sympathize with them. We should try to help them, to get rid of those extra money. And yet they have deep psychological problems. Now, this is absolutely the first step you should take when you're confused about money. that you start to see that people who are too rich, who are too much focused on their possessions, are people with problems, just like people, overweight people. You should sympathize them, and you should see and understand that their problem is that they are so much focused on their possession that they have lost the connection with their own soul. And they are in need of your understanding and love. And now I'll take a next step. When you don't do this, when you cannot do this, when you think, oh, rich people are bad, they are the cause of a lot of suffering, of evil in this world, then you suppress something in yourself. And then deep inside yourself, there's an attitude of rejecting money. And the result of this is that you become poor. And the result of that is often that you are becoming more and more angry towards rich people. So, at that point you have an energetic problem, a problem towards money. You need money to be free and independent, to live a life without worries, a life where you can get and build up a deep connection with your real self. It's a kind of basis to take the step towards identifying with your soul, with your real self. And when you're a lot of busy with money, you start to identify with money. You think, I need money to be myself. It becomes an issue that takes your focus away from your inner light, from your real self. So, what can you do about this? Well, the first step is pity rich people. It may be true that they are the cause of a lot of suffering. But they are people with problems. And the problem is that they are so much focused on earning money, on possessions, that they don't live a real life, that they are not connected with their own souls. When you identify yourself with something that you are not, at the long run you become depressed and unhappy. Identifying yourself should be a joyful, a playful game. It should be a game. When you play a game, you lose yourself for a little while to have a certain experience. But when you identify yourself with the game, you lose yourself, and the game becomes a prison. And life on Earth is, from a cosmic perspective, a game, a rough game. You identify yourself with a unique situation, and this gives you a certain experience that may enrich your soul. And money is at the moment an important part of this game. It can be a useful tool. So, what is the balanced view of money? Understand that you need money to survive, to live without worries in this world. And when you live without too much worries, you can focus on your inner light. And the more you focus on your inner light, you feel this, the more you know that there is no reason to worry, that you are safe, that at the deepest level you are the creator of your reality. And focusing too much on money takes your mind away from your inner reality. And you should especially aware, especially light workers, of their resistance against money. In past lives, you've often learned that being poor is a good thing. Do not have any possessions. While the reality is that being poor is the cause of a lot of problems and worries and fears. So don't reject money. Just know what is enough for you to live a life without worries. And each possession that you have gives you something. A home gives you a shelter. A garden can give you joy of being with, of gardening, of creating life in this garden, planting things make it beautiful. But each possession also draws attention. It takes away a little bit of your soul, of your mind. So there must be a balance. When you have a lot of possessions, you have a lot of things to worry about. So, and the same applies to money in general. When you have a lot of money on the bank, you have a lot to worry about. It draws your attention. It taps the light of your soul away. And you should avoid this. So avoid unnecessary money. Avoid unnecessary possessions. It drains you. And when you have this balance for yourself, it is great. And you can live a joyful life, full of friendship, full of light and love and real values. And remember this, your real possessions are those things you take with you when you die, your inner values, the love you feel in your heart. They are not physical things. So, the key issue about money is do not judge other people. And you need it. But too much will not make you happy. Thank you for listening. I'm now going to offer you a meditation to help you to get a balanced view of money.